Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor at Florida International University, joins us every week at this time to give us the latest on COVID. And Dr. Marty, good morning to you. Since it seems like everybody's getting COVID again, let's talk a little bit about the chances that you can get it more than once. How common is that?
Unfortunately, it's becoming increasingly common. We've seen cases of people that have had it three times, and we've had people who have documented four separate infections. And, you know, it's troubling and it's very unfortunate, but it's not totally surprising because coronaviruses that we've studied for decades, right? So we've known about coronaviruses in animals since 1931. We've known about coronaviruses in humans since the 60s. And traditionally, children who are the ones who generally get the cold forms, the milder forms of different coronaviruses, get them over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a surprise that natural immunity from having had COVID does not last. And then, of course, we have this horrible reality that the virus continues to mutate and new forms are, you know, appearing and being recognized. And one of the ones that's most alarming right now are two new subtypes of the Omicron, the BA.4 and the BA.5, both of which carry a very uncommon mutation. And this uncommon mutation, which really is powerful, involves the receptor binding domain, which is that part of the spike that's absolutely critical for the virus to get in. And this mutation that the BA.4 and BA.5 have is something that really helps the virus get into your cells, makes it more resistant to prior infection and more resistant to some of the vaccines. So this is what's now causing a spike in South Africa. We're beginning to see cases of this BA.4 and BA.5 in the United States. I should say that this rare mutation it has only been seen 54 times among more than 10 million viral sequences.
Is the current booster effective against any of these mutations?
All the boosters help. They absolutely help, and they reduce the risk of severity, which is the most important thing, is not ending up in the hospital. I mean, it is miserable to end up in the hospital and extremely life-threatening, especially if, now, as before, unvaccinated, unprevisously infected are always the highest risk individual to end up in the ICU. We do have vaccines, we do have boosters, and they will help. They absolutely do help individuals reduce that risk of the disease getting so bad that they need to go to hospital, let alone the ICU or worse.
These cases of reinfections where people get COVID a second time, are those usually serious?
So it varies. It depends on how long ago they previously had COVID, so which also is influenced by which flavor of COVID they had before, right? Whether it was due to Delta or whether it was due to Omicron. The time between having been previously infected gives, so the shorter the time, the more likely that you still have good neutralizing antibodies that are going to reduce your risk of it being more severe. But we've absolutely seen cases where the first time around was no big deal, the second time around it was very bad. So It's right now we just don't have, you know, we're still learning about this thing, and we don't have a clear way of predicting, well, in your case, mm-hmm. It's likely that the second time around won't be a big deal. And you know, we as humans, we have this propensity to think, well, once we've done this, it's done. And unfortunately, it's just not like that for coronaviruses in general and the SARS-CoV-2 in particular.
Friend of mine told me that he just took an antigen test. His wife did as well. Who should be taking antigen COVID tests?
So there are several reasons when and why to take. We've sort of nicknamed them rats now, right? Because rapid antigen test, it's a rat. So you're rat positive. These tests should be done if you are symptomatic and you think you've been exposed, or you have a reason to think you might have been exposed. And you should take it if you think you've recently been exposed and are going to be in a situation where you're likely to expose others who have high risk for COVID-19, even if you're not symptomatic. But remember that you're less likely to get a positive result, even if you are positive, if you're asymptomatic. And some people who are symptomatic still test negative on these rats.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Do I want to be rat positive or rat negative?
You want to be rat negative.
All right. Okay. And how do you get the antigen test? Where do you get it?
Well, the U.S. government has given out sets of these for free. All you had to do was apply through the U.S. government website, and you can get them. Now, be very careful, because some of the commercially purchased ones, not the ones that the government sent, but some of the commercially purchased ones are frauds. So you want to make sure that if you're going to be purchasing one at a drugstore, that you get one of the ones that's from a reputable company that's that has an EUA from the FDA.
Okay, so I was mixed up because I heard the term antigen test, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, is that the COVID test that is available widely now every place, or is that something else?
No, it is available widely, and an antigen test, by definition, and in this case in particular, tests for a protein or a molecule of a particular thing. So you're testing for particles of the virus and seeing if those particles are present in your system. And the difference between doing an antigen, one of the key differences between doing an antigen test and doing a PCR test, where PCR is looking for nucleic acids of the virus, is with PCR we can amplify the number of particles that are present in a sample 30,000 times, right? So that we can detect much lower levels that are in a sample than if you do an antigen test. Therefore, by definition, an antigen test is going to be a lot less sensitive than a PCR test.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty, may you be rat negative as well, Dr. Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.